all about the pendants, baby.
Some time with all the chat room yackers. 9 to 5 chilling at Hewlett Packard. Working at a desk with a dumb little placard. Yeah, paying the bills with my mad programming skills. Defragging my hard drive for thrills. I got me 100 gigabytes of RAM. I never feed trolls and I don't read spam. Installed a T1 line in my house. Always at my PC, double clicking on my Mizouse. Upgrade my system at least twice a day. I'm strictly plug and play. I ain't afraid of Y2K. I'm down with Bill Gates, I call him money for short. I phone him up at home and I make him do my tech support. It's all about the premiums. What? You gotta be the dumbest newbie I've ever seen. You've got whiteout all over your screen. You think your Commodore 64 is really neato? What kind of chip you got in there, a Dorito? You're using a 286, don't make me laugh. Your Windows boots up in what, a day and a half? You could back up your whole hard drive on a floppy diskette. You're the biggest joke on the internet. Your database is a disaster. Your wax and your modem trying to make it go faster. Hey fella, I bet you're still living in your parents' setup. Downloading pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar and posting me too like some brain dead AOLer. I should do the world a favor and cap you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller. Crew, huh? Rule cyberspace and crunch numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheets. Got them all printed out on my bed sheets. My new computer's got the clocks, it rocks, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You say you've had your desktop for over a week? Throw that junk away, man, it's an antique. Your laptop is a month old? Well, that's great. If you could use a nice heavy paperweight, my digital media is right protected. Every file inspected, no viruses detected. I beta tested every operating system. Gave props to some and others I dissed them. While your computer's crashing, mine's multitasking. It does all my work without me even asking. Got a flat screen monitor 40 inches wide. I believe that yours says Etch-a-Sketch on the side. In a 32-bit world, you're a 2-bit user. You've got your own news group, all total loser. Your motherboard melts when you try to send a fax. Where'd you get your CPU in a box of Cracker Jacks? Play me online, well you know that I'll beat you. If I ever meet you, I'll control all the leads you.
What indeed? What is up, everyone? I am the one, the Pony Limitless 8, coming back at you once again with that Thursday night fugue state. Tonight, it's all comedy and a little bit of social commentary. Please note that the opinions and views expressed herein are the opinions of the artists, and not necessarily those of Ponyville FM. I just happen to find them really funny. So coming up next, we're going to jump headlong into that social commentary with Lazy Boy. This is Underwear Goes Inside the Pants.
Why is marijuana not legal? Why is marijuana not legal? It's a natural plant that grows in the dirt. You know what's not natural? 80-year-old dudes with hard-ons. That's not natural, but we got pills for that. We're dedicating all our medical resources to keeping the old guys erect, but we're putting people in jail for smoking something that grows in the dirt. You know, we have more prescription drugs now. Every commercial on TV is a prescription drug ad. I can't watch TV for 4 minutes without thinking I have 5 serious diseases. Like, do you ever wake up tired in the mornings? Oh my God, I have this. Write this down. Whatever it is I have is... Half the time, you don't even know what the commercial is. There's people running through fields or flying kites or swimming in the ocean. Like, that is the greatest disease ever. How do you get that? That disease comes with a hot chick and a puppy. The schools, now it's all about self-esteem in the schools. Build the kids' self-esteem. Make them feel good about themselves. If everybody grows up with high self-esteem, who's going to dance in our strip clubs? What's going to happen to our porno industry? These women don't just grow on trees. It takes lots of drunk daddies missing a lot of dance recitals before you decide to blow a goat on the internet for $50. And if that disappears, where does that leave me on a Friday with my new high-speed connection? Comes up all the time. You keep hearing about these terrorist masterminds that are being killed over in the Middle East. Terrorist masterminds. Masterminds, sort of a lofty way to describe what these guys do, don't you think? They're not masterminds.
Okay, you take bomb, right? And you put in backpack, then you get on the bus and you blow yourself up.
Why do I have to blow myself up? Why don't I put...
Who's the fucking mastermind here, me or you?
Americans, let's face it, we've been a spoiled country for a long time. You know what the number one health risk in America is? Obesity. Obesity. They say we're in the middle of an obesity epidemic. An epidemic like it's polio, like we'll be telling our grandkids about it one day. The great obesity epidemic of 2004. How'd you get through it, Grandpa?
Oh, it was horrible, Johnny. There was cheesecake and pork chops everywhere.
Nobody knows why we're getting fatter. Look at our lifestyles. I'll sit at a drive-thru. I'll sit there behind 15 other cars instead of getting up and making an 8-foot walk to the totally empty counter. Everything's mega meal, super size. Want biggie fries with that? Want a jumbo fry? Want to go large? Want a biggie fry? Want a 30 burgers for a nickel? You fat motherfucker, there's room in the bag. Take it. Want a 55-gallon drum of Coke with that? It's only 3 more cents. Sometimes you gotta suffer a little in your youth to motivate you to succeed later in life. You think if Bill Gates got laid in high school, you'd think there'd be a Microsoft? Of course not. You gotta spend a lot of time stuffed in your own locker with your underwear wedged up your ass before you start thinking, I'm gonna take over the world with computers, you'll see, I'll show them. We're in one of the richest countries in the world, and the minimum wage is lower now than it was 35 years ago. There are homeless people everywhere. This homeless guy asked me for money the other day. I was about to give it to him, and I thought he's just gonna use it on drugs or alcohol. And then I thought, that's what I'm gonna use it on. Why am I judging this poor bastard? People love to judge homeless guys. Like, you give him the money, he's just gonna waste it. He's gonna waste the money. Well, he lives in a box. What do you want him to do with it? Save it up and buy a wall unit? Take a little run to the store for a throw rug and a CD rack? He's homeless. I walked behind this guy the other day. A homeless guy asked him for money. He looked right at the homeless guy. He goes, why don't you go and get a job, you bum? People always say that to homeless guys. Get a job, like it's always that easy. This homeless guy was wearing his underwear outside his pants. I'm guessing his resume ain't all up to date. I'm predicting some problems during the interview process. I'm pretty sure even McDonald's has an underwear go inside the pants policy. Not that they enforce it very strictly, but technically, I'm sure it's on the books.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say after that, so we're going to just jump into the next one. Up next, while we've got this oral fixation going on, here's Isaac Hayes in his role as chef before that fruity little club brainwashed him. Here's Chocolate Salty Balls, P.S. I Love You, from the Chef Aid album.
Tablespoons of cinnamon and two or three egg whites, a half a stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. Bought a cup of unsweetened chocolate and a half a cup of brandy. Then throw in a bag or two of sugar and just a pinch of vanilla. Grease up the cookie sheet, 'cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat the oven to 350 and give the spoon a lick. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Suck on my balls. Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell? It smells like something burning. Well, that don't confront me, nah. Long as I get my rent paid on Friday. Baby, you better get back in the kitchen. 'Cause I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh, man, baby. Baby, you just burned my balls. Come on, my balls on fire. Suck 'em, they're on fire, baby. Suck all my chocolate salted balls. Put 'em out, baby. Blow 'em. Suck all my balls, baby. Suck all my balls, baby. Suck all my red hot salted chocolate balls. Come on, baby. Woo, woo. Suck all my balls. Thank you, thank you.
I swear, it's about cake, clearly, and nothing else. That was always fun. I'm actually really surprised that I still have a copy of the Chef Aid album after all these years. CD case is all blown to hell, but the disc works, so... But up next, I think it's time for a little bit more nerdcore. If you've ever... Well, if you followed Screw Attack for long enough, you've probably seen... Nathan Barnett, better known as Keith Apicary in this role, and his show, what's it called? Talking Classics. And it's basically about the worst kind of closeted, like, super nerd with every possible social dysfunction. And there are moments where I identify with the guy, but the rest of the time, it's almost painful to watch. But really, really funny stuff. Nathan Barnett's super talented, and just by looking at the guy, you can tell, like... This is a guy who had to embrace his odd look and just run with it as a character actor. So up next, we've got Keith Apicary with Four Bright Buttons and Two Joysticks, the Neo Geo song.
Neo Geo, Neo Geo, four bright buttons and two joysticks. Neo Geo, Neo Geo, cool red cap and a name that sticks. Neo Geo, Neo Geo, four white buttons and two joysticks. Neo Geo, Neo Geo, cool red cabin and a stick. No one quite can do the fighters like you did. No one quite can run and gunning like you did. No one quite can puzzle bobble like you did. I'll always love my four slot model, 'cause I
I played that cat 4 hours and then to the point where that thing was my only friend. With a heavy machine gun in my hand, I beat Mask over and over again. 32 bits of endless fun, you're a 1990 revolution. You're ahead in the game, you are the best. You're the SNK, king of MVS. You're an attractive machine in a pretty red dress. When I'm playing as my, I wanna give you a kiss. Forget Chun-Li, when the G-Ren you reach, I'll knock you out with those big ninja beats. I'm Samurai Showdown Digital God. When you're playing against me, my ninja dog. I'm like Cal Ford, my cool blonde hair, but I don't have a ninja dog, I have a ninja chair.
Neo Geo. Four right buttons and two joysticks. Neo Geo.
Cool red cabin and name that shit.
Neo Geo. Four right buttons and two joysticks. Neo Geo.
Cool red cabin and name that shit. Okay, so we all know that the Neo Geo MVS arcade cabinet is the best thing to ever exist on the planet. That's obvious. If you were born, then you know that. If you don't know that, then you're technically not alive. You might want to get that checked out. But there's also another best thing on the planet. Listen up.
Drew, what's that? The place is all at. With a name like that, it's so bad. That's me where I get my retro games. The answer I give will never change. A
magical land named Game Attack. Okay, just a store right near Dallas.
The place to be is SCC. If you went down there, then you saw me. I'll never forget the wet tongue or the hotel front that's baby and showing. I never did get my kiss of death. But if I go next year, I'm still still. Yes.
That's true, Attack is really cool, but I ran out of material. I don't know what else to say about that website, so I'll just say go to it, cause it's really cool. Right? Was that good? Like my song?
Neo Geo. Four white buttons and two joysticks. Neo Geo.
Cool red cabin and name that shit.
Neo Geo. Four white buttons and two joysticks. Neo Geo.
Cool red cabin and name that shit.
Neo Geo. Four white buttons and two joysticks. Neo Geo.
Cool red cabin and name that shit.
Neo Geo.
Four white buttons and two joysticks.
Neo Geo.
The guys on Racketboy are gonna love this one.
One day, Keith, one day I'll be like you. I'll be the man and have a Neo Geo MVS system right here in my house. But until that, I think we'll skip along. We'll go to the next song. Here's a classic. If you don't know this one, then it's time to get educated. Here's Johnny Cash with A Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun, the poor man first. He stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. Called him a paw and he called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Ah, old Johnny. Always there to tell a good story. And, yeah, poor bastard, being named Sue. He's also the only person on this list with the decency to blip out, well, pretty much anything. So, up next, man, I love terrible commercials. I love terrible commercials even more when they've been remixed. Here's Steve Porter and Vince from with Slap Chop.
Hi, it's Fitz with slap chop 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 chop
Adam on the the more you do it, the harder it gets, you'll switch any point. Now, you ball salad, you hate makes up. You know you hate makes salad, you hate makes up. Something you want to have with your salad in your diet, you want this one stop salad. A soup, cold, small stuff, you want 5 seconds, 4 or 5 seconds, it's done. This thing is tuna, it's boring. Stop having a boring tuna, stop having a boring life. Add this tuna, bring it like this. Now you're gonna have a nice, exciting life. Now here's a hard-boiled egg. One chunk and pickle, you add the green. And what you can do, you can mix things together. You got ham, and you're gonna love this. Don't have time to make breakfast. Breakfast to go. Watch this, you're gonna love my guts. Watch this, you're gonna love my guts. Watch this, you're gonna watch this. You're gonna watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Sort of love fruit, fruit mango. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Look at this, not beautifying ice cream. The reason you're gonna slap away every day is because it's so easy to clean. One, two, and half soap in my bag. Now these other ones you've seen in the stores. Bacteria gets in the food, all stores have this. You can't clean it. You can't open this up. It's worthless. Forget about it. Now take the slap chop. Put it back together. Put the slap chop right there. Let's put the slap chop right there. Let's put the slap chop right there. Let's put the slap chop right there. The skin's at the bottom. 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 The skin comes right off. 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 Now put a tomato in there. Add your cilantro, your hot peppers right there. You can hit it like this. Hit it like this. Hit it like this. Hit it like this. Guys, we're gonna make America sweet again. One slap at a time. It's guys, we're gonna make America sweet again. One slap at a time. It's guys, we're once America, one sweet again. One slap at a time. One slap at a time. We're once America, one sweet again. One slap at a time. One slap at a time. We're once America, one sweet again. One slap at a time. One slap at a time. We're guys, we're America, one slap, one slap at a time. At a slap, 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 slap. Why is this with slap chop? You can be in a great mood all day. You can slap in your troubles away with slap. Slap, slap in your troubles away with slap chop. Why is this with slap chop? You can be in a great mood all day. You can slap in your troubles away with slap. Slap, slap in your troubles away with slap chop.
Daisy, you just got one hand and chop, 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 chop.
Watch this, tacos, fettuccine, linguine, martini, bikini.
for, you know, for some reason, I'm just compelled to buy useless kitchen gadgets now. Like one of those rotating electric fork or spoon holders, you know. Okay, maybe you don't, but whatever. Go to Williams-Sonoma and go to the useless crap bin, and you'll know. You'll find out soon enough. Up next, we've got the monstrous Beats from Snow the Product. She's actually putting on a show in New Orleans in August, so I plan on being there. It's going to be at the House of Blues, and not like that matters to anyone not from the South. But hey! But yeah, we're going to jump in with some Snow the Product. This is Fuck Your Phone.
Every time you're with me, you be staying on your phone. And every time I look at you, I see that stupid glow up off your phone. Go fuck your phone. Go fuck your phone. Go fuck your phone. Give your phone. Every time you're with me, you be staying on your phone. And every time I look at you, I see that stupid glow up off your phone. Go fuck your phone. Give your phone. Yeah. Your phone. Look. Go fuck your phone. From grabbing that Getro PCS and chunking that shit right up at your head. Cause I swear that I hope you lose reception or that your shit gets disconnected. Cause I'm so tired of your no job having ass all on this day disrespecting. It's like every time that you come around, I just see that stupid glow right up off your phone and up off your dome. And you got me talking to myself like I'm alone. Got a girl like me about ready to explode. I'ma need me a man that's fully grown. Ain't worried about retweets living up in these streets. Beep, beep, boy, you better watch that road. What the hell so urgent that you worried about that burden, that little timeline? Better be sure that that's really worth the fact that you about to kiss my ass bye-bye, wasting my time with your sideline ass phone giggling all bright-eyed, old immature looking ass grown little boy, get the hell up out my eyesight. I got real problems, got real life, got real shit that I'ma deal with, and you've been up on it, call it killing time, well that's it, you really just killed it. So fuck you, fuck your phone, fuck your social network, I'ma go out in the real world as a real girl, you hang 10 in your net, sir. Every time you with me, you be staying on your phone, and every time I look at you, I see that stupid glow up off your phone. Fuck your phone, go fuck your phone, go fuck your phone, give your phone. Every time you with me, you be staying on your phone. And every time I look at you, I see that stupid glow up off your phone. Go fuck your phone, give your phone, fuck your phone,
yeah.
Go fuck your phone, go fuck your phone.
She wanna Instagram her dinner, tweet that she having fun and shit. I message ain't delivered. OMG, SMH, what a bummer, bitch. Nowadays, two people be next to each other. Don't talk, just Twitter, mention each other. Shit, God forbid y'all show interest in each other. OMG, I'm having so much fun. Woo, this party's awesome. I'm sure it is. And so much so, you gon' sit up on your phone and gossip about who did what and what they did and who in love and who been friends and who hate who and who say when and who got fired and who just
this
quit.
Shit is whack. My phone is off. I'm getting crunk. I'm living life. Been a fucking ball. We getting drunk. See, we got fat bitches and skinny bitches and medium bitches and thick bitches and most of the world won't see it. Fuck it. I'm a twit picker. Baby, you be staying on your phone. And every time I look at you, I see that stupid glow up off your phone. Go fuck your phone. Go fuck your phone. Go fuck your phone. Give your phone. Every time you're with me, you be staying on your phone. And every time I look at you, I see that stupid glow up off your phone. Go fuck your phone. Give your phone. Fuck your phone. Go fuck your phone. Go fuck your phone.
Gotta love that twit pick reference. That automatically dated the song, because like right after it came out, or a few months after it came out, twit pick shut down. And hey, Snow probably wouldn't be where she is. I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for massive exploitation of social media. But she's right. Go outside. Read a book. Don't just stare at your phone all the time. Of course you can if you want, but the consequences are yours to bear. Up next, Lily Allen. This chick is always on point, right? She doesn't have to qualify your phone. No, just fuck you.
Look inside your tiny mind, then look a bit harder. Cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
The strange thing is, of all the Lily Allen songs that I've heard, this one is the safest for radio. So that, well, at least radio here, all right? Just to qualify that a little bit. But I think the tone of that song, it sets us up nicely for the tale of the happiest sociopath on the planet. This is the Scissor Sisters with I Can't Decide.
It's not easy having yourself a good time. Sing up those bets and banners, watching out they don't fall out. Fucking kiss you both at the same time. Smells like something I've forgotten, curled up tight and now it's rotten. I'm not a gangster tonight, don't wanna be a bad guy. I'm just a loner, baby, and now you've gotten in my way. I can't decide whether you should live or die.
Lies were cats, you'd be a litter. Pleasing everyone is lover. Please don't hang your head and cry. No wonder why my heart feels dead inside. It's cold and hard and petrified. Lock the doors and close the blinds. We're going for a ride.
Be a sociopath too if I could be so jaunty about it, but alas, I lack that much rhythm and soul. But there's nothing really else to say following that, so let's just spin on. Up next, man, I would have gone with Gay Bar, but I don't know, I just didn't think it really fit. So here's Electric Six with I Buy the Drugs.
Doggy, you're not on mind it when you bite. Just the days and nights, and the nights are longer. The watching days turn into nights. Yeah, I buy the drugs, I light the fire. I am your main supplier. I am your man, and I buy the drugs.
Frog in my throat. I wouldn't have known about Electric Six if it weren't for GBS.TV, and I've already been on my spiel about how great that little crowdsourced, or crowd-controlled, rather, TV station that was. Alas, it was not meant to last, and YouTube inevitably came along and crushed the living life out of it. So, no more of that, and no more Mania TV either. Right now, the best thing you can find in terms of user-controlled broadcasting, well, that's right here. It's all radio, so hey, at least we've got that. And at least I'm here to help you along and spin some cool jams for you. I just happen to like I Buy the Drugs. So up next, we've got the Flaming Lips. Wouldn't have known about Flaming Lips if it weren't for Batman Forever. That's another entry for a new episode of terrible movies with awesome soundtracks. But here's the Flaming Lips with She Don't Use Jelly.
She'll make you toast, but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly.
I'm pretty sure they've definitely bought the drugs, because they wrote this song, right? And they play it straight. And that outro that's still going... it's finally over. So up next, we've got... Oh man, Claymation rocks. Oh god, Claymation rocks so hard, especially when you do it like the video to this one. This is Green Jelly with Three Little Pigs off their seminal album, Serial Killer.
Why don't you sit right back and I may tell you a tale of three little pigs and a big bad wolf. Kinda hippie, spent most of his up up and down on Venice Beach, getting paid money for religious speech. Built his shelter for when he garbage picks, mostly made up of old cans and sticks. Then one day he was cranking up on Marley. Along came the wolf on his big bad Harley. Little pig, whack me in. Little pig, whack me in. Well, I'm huffing, I'm huffing, I'll blow your house in. Huffing, puffing, blow your house in. Huffing, puffing, blow your house in. Huffing it up, huffing it up, blow your house in. Well, a third little piggy, the grade A student. His daddy was the rock star named Pig Nugent. Earned his master's degree from Harvard College. Built his house from his architect knowledge. A tri-level mansion, Hollywood Hills. Daddy's rock stardom paid for the bills. Then one day came the old house master, the big bad wolf, the little piggy slasher. Little pig, let me in. Little pig, let me in. I'll blow your house in. Huffin', puffin', blow your house in. Huffin', puffin', blow your house in. Huffin' it up, puffin' it up, blow your house in. Well, a big bad wolf, well, he huffed and he puffed all that he could. And lo and behold, the little piggy's house stood. It's made out of concrete, the little piggy shouted. The wolf just frowned as he pouted. So they called 9-11 like any piggy would. They sent out Rambo just as fast as they could.
Yo, Wolfface, I'm your worst nightmare. Your ass is mine.
Puppet show amused the crap out of me when I was a kid. Of course, I was a kid, so that probably explains something. Man, I could have done a full hour of Weird Al songs and been perfectly fine with it. But here's Foyle, his adaptation, if you will, of Lords Royals.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed, and I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold and oxidation. I don't care, I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like
to keep all my flavors sealed and tight
with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll choose. A refreshing herbal tea.
Lovely.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know
that they're finally primed for world domination.
And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. There's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat
from aluminum foil. Where it had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy. But someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
I like how it just stops there because there's really nothing else for it. I love how it just gets darker and darker and darker. But yeah, he's probably onto something there, so get ready for your tinfoil hats and bras in case the aliens decide to talk to your heart instead of your brain. But finally, we're coming down to the end of our time here tonight. I'm gonna spin one more track for y'all, and then I'll get out of your way and get back to some real DJs. You know how y'all like them. Following me at the top of the hour, we've got Linkyo and the Permalink. Tonight it's all speedcore and breakcore. So, man, I like that high tempo, high BPM stuff, so I'm gonna tune in for that, definitely. Maybe grab the yo-yo, throw a few spins. It's always fun to practice the yo-yo with a good DJ on. But finally, we've got Ray Stevens, and this was the prompt for this entire set. Was that I was talking to Vinny at MLP Media Frenzy on Twitter at Midwest Brony Fest a couple weeks back, and for some reason this just popped into mind. So this one's for Vinny. This is Ray Stevens with the Haircut Song, and I'm gonna catch y'all later. Peace.
Well, when you get a haircut, you better go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, cause you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Oh, Lord. Well, Butte, Montana, just passing through. One thing I just had to do, had to get a haircut, and I was worried for my hair. I had a feeling of impending doom the minute I stepped into that room, laid my eyes upon that barber chair. Oh yeah, it's a macho barber shop. Hair dryers mounted on a rifle rack. Wasn't no mirrors. Barber chair was a Peterbilt. Barber walked in, he is huge. 7 feet tall, 300 pounds of spring steel and rawhide. Wearing a hard hat, chewing a cigar, and had a t-shirt on that said, "I hate musicians." Threw me in the chair, sneered, and said, "What'll it be, pal?" Now, a lot of people would be intimidated in a situation like this. I was not. I am what I am, play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye. I said, "I'm a logger. Just up in Coos Bay, Oregon. Been topping trees. Quite possibly the toughest man in the entire world." He said, "All right." And he gave me a haircut, and I walked out of there. My hair was gone. Make Kojak look like Bill Golden. Yeah, had a tremendous craving to operate heavy equipment. Now, you may think that that Butte, Montana haircut's the worst any man could ever get. Wrong. 6 months later, I was in L.A., trucking along on a smoggy day. Needed a haircut so bad I looked like Bozo the Clown. Eyes looking shaggy, not too good. I'd put it off as long as I could. Lord, I hate to get a haircut out of town. Well, I walked in, realized immediately that this guy was into punk rock. The walls were done in black leather. Had chains and whips and handcuffs hanging on him. Barber walked in, he had orange hair, black mascara, stainless steel teeth, black leather jacket with zinc studs. He threw me in the chair, hit me a couple of times, whap, whap, chained me down, threw a Nazi flag over me. Said, I'm gonna tell you something that might make you a little nervous. I laughed. I said, what could possibly make me nervous? He said, I'm gay. No problem. I'm not threatened in any way. I mean, I'm secured my manhood. Everything's cool. I am what I am. Play my little piano, sing my little song. I looked him right in the eye and said, I'm a logger. Played football in high school. I was in the Marine Corps. He said, all right, and he gave me a haircut. I walked out of there, friends, my hair was purple. Well, at least that mohawk section down the middle was purple. Had a white streak down one side. Other side looked like Mr. T. Had a couple safety pins in my cheeks. Felt a teeny bit conspicuous. Luckily, my next job was in San Francisco. Shoot, I got up there, I didn't even stand out at all. Wasn't even close. Those people thought I was an insurance salesman. Well, a few months later, I was way down south. Grits and gravy and a hush your mouth. My hair so long, I start to look like a man in drag. It was then that the sheriff came up and said, boy, you got too much hair on your head. You better get yourself a haircut or a dog tag. Well, when I stepped into the shop, I realized immediately that I was dealing with a born-again barber. Don't see too many barber shops with a steeple. Had an organ in the corner. Choir. An usher led me to the barber chair. Barber walked in, started saying grace. Oh, Lord, for these haircuts we are about to receive, may we be truly thankful. Dominus, possum, pox, proboscis, postmortem, et tu, blue tape, willa, carborundum. He was sort of half Baptist, half Catholic. Kind of a Catholic. He started cutting my hair and preaching at the same time. I mean, he's a wild man. Scissors and razors are flying around my head. He's talking about liquor and wild women and music and sex and the evils of dancing and the music business in general. Then he looked down at me and he said, what do you do for a living? Now, I'm not ashamed of what I do for a living. Working bars and casinos, brown liquor and wild women. I just play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye and said, I run this church for loggers. When you get a haircut, be sure to go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you haven't known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, or you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Oh yeah.
You're listening to Ponyville FM. First in Pony Radio.